The Supreme Court recently ruled that corporations can be considered the same as individuals in that they may contribute unlimited amounts of money to the political candidate of their choice. This means large corporations can gain political support by simply opening up their pocketbook. In reality, the ability to buy political influence has widened the gap between the wealthy elite and the working poor. The globalist elite are like parasites. They feed off the population, all the while soothing us, even as they plot our extermination, as will be detailed later. These are the same elitists who engineered the rise of the Bolsheviks in 1917 Russia, but then grew fearful as the Bolsheviks turned communist and began urging class warfare worldwide. These same globalists next created National Socialism in pre-World War II Germany in an attempt to confine socialism within national boundaries. Hitler, a German army intelligence agent, was an underling in this global ruling elite's long-term ethnic extermination program, although he initially stated he was fighting international finance and loan capital. The globalists turned against Hitler only after he began building his Third Reich with Reichsmarks, interest-free money not borrowed from international bankers. After the war, thousands of unreconstructed Nazis were brought to America through such programs as Operation Paperclip. The Nazis who survived the war and their descendants have steadily built a Fourth Reich, expanding from the military-industrial complex into corporate leadership. Along with Nazi technology, they brought Nazi philosophy, helping to explain why this elite continues to rule many nations today. Businessman and author J.R. Dunn, a consulting editor of the website AmericanThinker.com, details the shift that has taken place in the U.S. What does this transformation look like overall? It involves drastically cut energy sources, seriously limited forms of transportation, 19th century, or even more primitive, health care, less food, expensive light sources, seriously truncated job opportunities, and higher education too expensive for any but the elite. In other words, Americans are to become poor, cold, hungry, and stupid while sitting in the dark. That's the progressive plan for the wealthiest nation in the long human record, he wrote. Dunn goes on to address the rationales being used to impose control over the public. The reasons behind this don't matter. They are myriad, contradictory, and unconvincing. Global warming, fairness, equality, sharing the wealth. They change from week to week at convenience because the only true reason is power. The elite does it because they can. The placement of Nazi scientists in the American system after World War II has been well documented. The globalists who supported the Nazis merely moved them to the U.S. under projects such as Paperclip and implanted both technology and political philosophy within the military-industrial complex. For decades, they have sought to create a world government controlled by a scientific dictatorship and guided by the principles of eugenics. Survival of the fittest.